We're discussing about thoughts and feelings that come from others. This is from social consciousness. We're talking about thoughts and feelings coming from social consciousness. So what we exactly mean by social consciousness is that these thoughts do not belong to you. They do not belong to you. They just belong to someone who is out there. And this person who or people who are having these thoughts of fear, having thoughts of anxiety, of sorrow, of anger, resentment, you tend to pick up these thoughts and for no reason, no apparent reason, you start feeling angry. You start feeling upset about certain social issues. And if you look at it closely, you would not even be connected with by these issues, but you are suddenly feeling angry, suddenly feeling upset. These thoughts essentially come from other people or a group of people. Several years ago, somewhere in the 1900s, they did an experiment which is called as the 100th monkey experiment. In this experiment, they trained a few Japanese macaques or Japanese monkeys of a particular island to wash their potatoes before they ate. And the monkeys started copying. The other monkeys started copying these monkeys which were washing the potatoes, and they too started washing the potatoes. So slowly the numbers increased. And then when the number of monkeys washing the potatoes reached near about 100, a neighboring island, which had absolutely no connection with this island, where the monkeys couldn't travel from one island to another, they found that the monkeys on the other island started washing their potatoes. This is called social consciousness or social influence. When a sizable number of people begin to think in a particular way, then you, who is living in that society, you also begin to think in the same manner, even without having any connection with the subject whatsoever. Currently, we have a social consciousness of fear, anxiety, anger, loneliness, and so many other emotions which are floating around. There's so many people who are lonely, so many people who are anxious about losing their job, anxious about their relationships, so many people who experience sorrow and aggression, frustration, irritation. Name the emotion, there are so many people who are feeling these emotions. And when they are all touching a sizable number, we normal people who are naturally not connected to any of these issues suddenly start feeling anxious and worried. So today we are going to learn how we can insulate ourselves from these people. Of course, none of these practices are new, but the way we can use this practice is what helps us understand how many ways simple practices can be put to use so that we can insulate ourselves from anything that is disturbing, that is not harmonious, and stay insulated from these energies. So before we begin, let us start with the Agar meditation, the Maypole meditation, Cosmic Tree meditation. Today we will do the Cosmic Tree meditation. And this is a beautiful meditation which helps us connect with our cosmic parents or our inner parents, the soul, which is always governing us, always guiding us, always protecting us. So now we'll start off with the Maypole meditation for a small bit and then move on to the Cosmic Tree meditation. For those of you who are new, let me give you a few guidelines. If you are sitting on a chair, then make sure that you are moving to the edge of the chair so that your knees are below the height of your hips. And this will help your back become straight. And if you are sitting on the floor, then make sure that you are, your hips are raised so that you do not require a back support. So do not use a back support, and do not use the support of your chair. Let us begin. Think, imagine, visualize, or feel that you are sitting in the center of a golden circle of light. The size of the circle is as wide as your outstretched arms, with fingers extended. In your inner scene, think, visualize, or imagine a tall pole with different colored ribbons hanging from a sphere at the top, which represents your higher consciousness. In your inner scene, see yourself walking up to this pole and hold on to a ribbon of whatever color that appeals to you. And walk back to your seat connected by this ribbon, as if it were a telephone connection between you and your higher consciousness. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its relaxing energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any restlessness, any anxiety, any worries, any clutter that you may have in any part of you, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other, for 2 or 3 breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send you through the ribbon its healing energies. We all need healing, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. Breathe in this healing energy. As you breathe out, let go of any pain and distress that you may carry in any part of you for 2 or 3 breaths. Now, ask the higher consciousness to indicate to you your tree in some way. You may remember one seeing in your garden or your backyard, or you may remember one seeing in childhood or even in a photograph or painting. You do not need to know its name. In your inner scene, walk up to this tree. Put your arms around its trunk to embrace it as a greeting, but also to remind yourself that this is a strong and firm leaning post. The tree thrusts its roots deep down into the earth, our cosmic mother, and raises its branches and leaves towards the sun, our cosmic father. Feel as if you can do as the tree does. Now, as you breathe in, draw from the roots all that the cosmic mother is giving you, such as love and affection, courage, validation, support, strength, and anything else that you needed from your human mother, which you might not have received because she might not have received from her human mother. As you breathe out, let go of any guilt, a sense of low self-worth, low self-esteem, as well as anger and disappointment towards your human mother. Breathe in this way 3 to 5 times, receiving all that the cosmic mother is giving you, which she knows you need at this present time. Now, ask the higher consciousness to show you the cosmic father, the branches and leaves. Draw from this side of the cosmic tree all that the cosmic father is giving you, such as love and affection, courage, validation, support, strength, and anything else that your human father had to give you, which you did not receive because he might not have received from his human father. As you breathe out, let go of any guilt, a sense of low self-worth, low self-esteem, anger, and resentment towards blame, and anything else that you need to release. Breathe in this way 3 to 5 times, receiving from the cosmic father all that he is giving you, which he knows you need at this present time. Now, breathe in from both of these sources simultaneously. Breathe in from the cosmic mother up through your feet and out through your head, and from the cosmic father down through your head and out through your feet. Observe the two streams of nourishment fill your entire being. And as you breathe out, release everything negative from the past. Continue to breathe in this way, and as you breathe out, release everything negative from the past. Now, ask the cosmic parents to appear on either side of you. Your cosmic father will appear on your left, on your right side, and your cosmic mother on your left. But do not project familiar personalities onto them. Allow them to remain rather nebulous, large, and very loving. Extend your hands to hold on to theirs. Your right hand will hold the left hand of the cosmic father, and your left hand will hold the right hand of your cosmic mother. Feel the energy flowing through your two hands from theirs. Now drop their hands and ask them to embrace you. Put your arms around you in a close, protective embrace. And bathe you in their love. Allow yourself to feel their love. This is your real home, your safe place, your haven, where you can always retire and be rejuvenated. You can ask the cosmic tree for any questions for which you need answers. The cosmic parents represent the higher consciousness. Thank them for being there with you at all times. Thank your higher consciousness for being there at all times with you. Come back to conscious awareness and open your eyes when you're ready. Social consciousness is a big thing. It can navigate your thoughts away from you. It can implant thoughts in your brain, and you start owning these thoughts and wonder in guilt or in anger, how could you think such thoughts? It's important for us to insulate ourselves from social consciousness because we do not want to align ourselves with anger, hatred, rage, destruction, or any kind of devastative force. We like to align with love, with peace, with joy, in harmony, and all these sattvic emotions. But there are times when, despite our best efforts, we feel that these very emotions are taking control of our mental state. How do we protect ourselves from these kind of social consciousness, social thoughts? So there are a few practices that we can do primarily to insulate ourselves. Last time I had shown the practice of the blessing. Well, that works very well when we have one thought coming from inside of us, maybe a judgment. And that thought vaporizes. But when you don't even own the thoughts, how can you send away something that you never created? So here we have other practices. The practices is to cut off from those energies. One thumb rule that you must remember all the time is that all the thoughts that you get in your head, which you do not own, which means you did not create these thoughts, is where you are vibrating at this moment. That is where you are vibrating. So if you want to shift those thoughts, the simple thumb rule is to shift your vibration. The moment you shift your vibration, you will see that the number of thoughts in that plane of awareness is much lesser than the lower planes of awareness, which are always crowded. So now, how do we get to shift our planes of awareness? And this is where the practice of the figure eight, the practice of the pulley come into play. Let me explain to you the practice of the pulley. It's very successful, very short, and very quick practice. Imagine that there is a hook on top of your head. And imagine there is a string with another hook which is dangling above your head. And this thread goes around the pulley and comes down right in front of you. In your inner scene, you just have to see these two hooks knotted one against the other. Hold on to the rope coming across the pulley with the hook. When you pull this, you're pulling the hook which is on top of your head. So what I ask you to do now is to just pull this thread and stretch the pulley so you get lifted off this plane of awareness. Do this practice right now and tell me what happens to your thoughts. What happens to the thoughts that are lingering, which you did not necessarily create? Now, with a show of hands, tell me how many of you suddenly went blank with no thoughts at all. This is a simple practice to shift your awareness. This is necessary. All these practices are being done regularly, but we are finding new uses to these practices. Very good. The one thing that you have to do is to stop expecting that the mind, that this is how a blank mind will be. The moment you lift, moment you pull the string, immediately the mind goes blank. Depending on the amount of restlessness and anxiety that you may have, you'll have shorter number of seconds to withhold these thoughts. And after that, the thoughts go free. The second practice that we do, which is primarily to get rid of these thoughts, is the practice of the figure of eight. This is a very powerful practice, which is most often underutilized. And this is a practice where you draw a circle clockwise around the fear and put yourself in another circle. Put the thought in one circle and put yourself in another circle, forming the figure of eight. Let me create a thought for you. Let me create this thought. Creates this thought of the chaos that's happening in Bangladesh. And immediately you will all tune into a lot of chaotic negative energies. And while this is happening, what I ask you to do is to draw a circle clockwise around this chaos and draw a circle counterclockwise around yourself, forming the figure of eight. Both these circles are just touching at one point. Keep drawing this circle clockwise around the chaos and counterclockwise around yourself. As you continue to draw, I just want to ask you, how many of you feel the thought just became weak? It's no more having a control over you. Excellent. Anytime you hear gossip, anytime you watching television or social media and you get these chaotic thoughts, if they're disturbing, immediately start drawing the figure of eight. Move away from that kind of content and start drawing the figure of eight so it doesn't overpower you. This practice is specifically relevant today because of the amount of chaos that is spreading around the world. Dark forces are exiting. There's no more place for it. But before it exists, it wants to try one last time to control the minds of people. All those people who are vulnerable, who are weak, vulnerable, and choose not to act upon these thoughts, will become victim to these thoughts. You have to act against it. And the way is to rise above the mind and to not submit yourself to these kind of thoughts. These thoughts are abound everywhere. Wherever you go, you will be connecting to thoughts, thoughts of thievery, thoughts of dacoity, thoughts of robberies. You'll be connecting to all kinds of thoughts. If you're going to a railway station, you connect to thoughts of thievery and robbery. If you're going to a hospital, you connect to thoughts of fear. If you're going to airport, you will again connect to thoughts of anxiety, of urgency. Wherever you go, you have social consciousness projecting different kinds of thoughts to which we connect. At every moment, it's important to draw this golden circle around yourself to strengthen yourself to become immune to these kind of thoughts, to no longer be vulnerable, to no longer submit yourself to these thoughts, or else you also will become anxious and restless. You also will get irritated and frustrated. You also will feel fear. All those kind of feelings will occur when you do not insulate yourself. And that is the reason why this practice came. When I asked, what is the meditation that I have to do today? I was asked to give this practice of insulating yourself from social consciousness, from thoughts that are destructive, that are disturbing, that tend to take your mind hostage, that captures your mind and infuses the thoughts in them. Are there any questions? Of late, we've been watching so many chaotic occurrences, events in the world. Expect these to continue. And I urge all of you to practice sitting meditations every single day. Strengthen your resolve. Strengthen your determined effort to stay connected to the higher consciousness, so that you can be guided only by the higher consciousness and by nothing else. You should not be governed by anxiety, not by fear, not by anger, but only by the higher consciousness. The higher consciousness brings to us experiences at the right time. But we have a habit of running after these experiences. And when that happens, we will have problems. We will have nothing to learn. We will lose the learning in the experience. Even if we choose to go, even if we happen to go through the experience, we will not get the learning. And once we have lost the learning, we have lost it for life. So many of these experiences, be it making money, be it buying a house, buying a car, getting married, having children, whatever that experience, if you are going after it, then you lose the learning for the rest of your life. So it is best to be connected to the higher consciousness and allow it to bring all the experiences that it knows is beneficial for us, is something we need. We have been practicing, and some of the people whom we know who have been practicing these meditations and using these tools like the figure of eight or the hourglass, we've seen them manifest beautifully at every time. So it's important for you to learn how to live beautifully. Earlier, last year when we were conducting these meditations, we had some new members, and they were asking us about problems in their families and between husband and wife. And when they have practiced today, many of these people have completely resolved their differences and they are living beautifully. One particular person came in and from a different state, he said, I want to meet you in my office. And when he came, he said, he was not Agar meditation member, but someone introduced him to us and then we added him to the group. And he practiced these meditations, which we have in the Agar Healing website. He practiced each and every meditation and completely got cured of his anxiety. And he's no more anxious. He's practicing every day. He's calm and confident. That is the power of these practices. These practices are coming through me. They're not coming from me, which is why I'm boldly stating that these practices are very good. They're coming through me. I ask the higher consciousness to guide me as these meditations happen. And these meditations have immense energy to heal you of all kinds of apprehensions, fears, desires, and anything that you need to work on. You don't have to fear. You don't have to change your ways from being truthful to lying. You don't have to do that. You don't have to be overcautious. You can just ask the higher consciousness to help, and it'll help every single time. Whatever your question may be, whatever your predicament may be, whatever your challenges are, you can always reach out to the higher consciousness and ask it for guidance. And you will get the absolute guidance, correct guidance when you require it. You can start practicing asking the higher consciousness for every small thing. Where do I buy the milk from today? You can ask this in the morning. Which side do I travel today? Familiarize your connection with the higher consciousness. Which side do I travel today? Do I take my car or my two-wheeler? Which one is better for today? At what time is the client coming? Is my appointment scheduled or it's due to get postponed? Every single question that you have in your mind, you can ask and you will receive an answer for all of them. The practices have all been shared. You can do the Maypole meditation or the Cosmic meditation. You can do one of these or both of them. And you can ask any question that you have in your mind and you will receive an answer for it. There is no delay or default. The one rule that you have to follow is that you are not going to wait for the answer. You're not going to expect it. Or else in the waiting or in the expecting, we lose the answer. So ask and be alert and aware, and the answer will definitely come. Are there any questions? All right, so we will have another small meditation, and this is particularly to work with any kind of imbalance that we have in us. The imbalance usually that you have is between two aspects, which is the masculine aspect and the feminine aspect, which means this is like the Chinese, we call it as the yin yang. In our tradition, we call it as Shiva and Shakti or Lakshmi and Narayana, whatever you call it. These are the masculine and the feminine aspects, which is a part of our psychology and also of our biology. In every male body, the masculine aspect is governing and the feminine aspect is supporting. And in every woman's body, the feminine aspect is governing and the masculine aspect is supporting. This maintains harmony. When a woman begins to work, particularly for money, or she has to run a family, then she becomes masculine, which means that the male hormones begin to secrete in that body. and she starts developing facial hair, her menstrual cycles get affected, and so many other changes occur. Similarly, in a man who's constantly subservient to somebody, constantly listens to orders, does not bring forth his point, can become sensitive and woman-like, in which case his testosterone levels will go down. So to balance ourselves from these kind of fluctuations, we can practice what is called as the yin-yang. The yin-yang symbol, which we all know, is like a tennis ball with the left side of the symbol, we see a white marking with a black center, black dot, and on the right side we have a black marking with a white dot. What I asked you to do now is to imagine that this symbol is on the ground in front of you. In your inner scene, see yourself walking up to this yin-yang symbol. Place your left hand on the black dot and the right hand, left foot on the black dot and the right foot on the white dot. Place your left foot on the black dot and the right foot on the white dot. And now imagine you're standing with your feet firmly placed on the black dot, on the white dot. As you breathe in, draw the energy of the symbol all the way up to your head. And breathe out. Do this for 2 minutes. Now relax yourself and open your eyes. All these symbols are psychological patterns. They re-navigate our psychological patterns to harmony. That's what these symbols are. You must know, if you didn't already, all our thoughts, our emotions, our beliefs, our behavior, our experiences, our memories, are all stored in the form of images, not how we see them, but in an entirely different form. And these symbols that were taught to me work extremely powerfully. We have tried it out, and we continue to do these practices. We've tried it out a number of times. We found it extremely helpful. And it is our responsibility to share these practices with you so that you too can benefit from them. So before we close, I want to ask, are there any questions? All right. So thank you very much. So please practice the symbol. And thanks to all those people who've been practicing, working on the addictions. You're doing a phenomenal job, determined effort that you are putting in. And we just have a few more days and then you'll be done. And then you will see how, you might already have seen how you have overpowered the addiction. Anyone here who has experienced overpowering the addiction? Where you see the addiction is no longer as powerful as it used to be? Very good. There were a few others, I think they're not in this meditation today. They said that 65% of mobile time has reduced, which is phenomenal. Thank you, Parvati-ji. So thank you all for practicing. Thank you all for attending this meditation. Have a beautiful weekend and have a beautiful week ahead. Let us meet again next Saturday. Until then, it's goodbye.